Welcome to another episode of Feel Free, the only podcast that'll tell you to chase your dreams and call you out on all your bullshit, myself included. On this episode, I got my buddy Edgar here today. How you doing?
Good. I'm nervous a little bit.
We're both a little nervous for some odd fucking reason, but I don't know. Maybe it's because we didn't prepare too much, but our conversations are inspiring, to say the least, when we have them, obviously. So I said, why don't we just record them? So today we're going to be talking a little bit about content creation, struggles behind that, maybe social media, staying healthy, and all those areas. Edgar is a content creator, video editor, and he's also a streamer too. What do you stream right now currently?
I mean, I just stream a little bit of everything, honestly. I play a lot of video games, so honestly, just once a week, I just try to promote a positive space for people and just have a good time while doing it. I enjoy playing video games. And like you said, I was like, why not just record it? Like, why not just share it with the world? So
right,
that's kind of why I started doing that. But I just play video games. Sometimes I do reactions. Might do a little bit of karaoke soon. Who knows? So it's going to be growing. But like you were saying, it's the first official podcast of ours. I feel like we've had a lot of good conversations and we've had a lot of secret podcasts where the world hasn't seen yet. So, and yeah, it's nice that we get to share this with the world in open conversation. And it's fun.
Right. I think that most of the times where we come here and we just chat about what we're doing with the podcast and everything, and then we tangent off into more inspirational topics about our life and where we want to see it and the work that goes into it. And it's nice because both of us get a little discouraged about where we're at, but then we also try and like motivate and pump the other person up.
Right.
You know, so, and we haven't recorded it. So now this is the first time that we are going to record it. I've actually hopped in on some of your streams too.
Appreciate
whether
that.
whether you notice it or not. I think you were like saying, I mean, I forgot what I said. I typed in the chat one time because you were talking about something random. And I think you were playing Fortnite then?
Probably.
Yeah. And
that's 90% of my streams playing Fortnite.
For sure.
Appreciate the lurking though. I always see random people. Some people don't say hi, but it's just like, ah, someone's watching, you know? I sometimes do get discouraged because it's like, what happens if only one person's watching? So I try not to think about the number because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm trying to have a good time and I'm trying to enjoy myself. And if anybody wants to join me in doing that, then, you know, they can join me. If nobody wants to join me, it's like, hey, at least at the end of the day, like, I know what I'm doing. I'm having a good time and I'm promoting a good time. So if people want to join that, cool. Awesome. I appreciate all the lurks. Like, it's dope.
It's the support that mm-hmm. counts. When I hopped in, I think there was 5 people actually in the stream too.
I mean, I titled it like 5 viewer goal. Cause I was like, you know, it's usually like my wife, me, and then maybe one other person hopping in and out. So I was just like, let me see if I can get 5 people in here. And, you know, a lot of my friends did show some support and I was like, oh, I appreciate you guys. Like, you know, it's been kind of a struggle trying to stay consistent with that. Like I told myself, I've been wanting to stream for like a really long time. And I was just like, what's stopping me? So I've honestly been watching this dude on TikTok. He's been popping up on my feed, just consistent like videos of him saying like, you just do it. Like, you know, being like inspirational, motivational, and just saying like, hey, like you say you want to do it. So just do it. Like, you know, and I feel like we've had that conversation a lot of times where we're like, not sure of what we want to do or how we're going to go about it. And, you know, I honestly enjoy just those open conversations with people saying like, hey, like, I know this is one of your dreams. I know this is one of your goals. How you're going to get there, that's up to you. But just having another person hear you out on all that and not like feel judged or anything, like, this man's crazy. He's trying to like, what is he trying to do? Like, you know, just go get a job and, you know, that, there you go. But it's like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are more open to just being able to enjoy that and being able to like, hey, I want to do more than just get a career and live my 9-to-5. I want to live. Kind of, I'm going to get off track here a little bit. But like, yeah, like I feel like a struggle I've had is being able to just be in that present moment and just like live. And work is not one of those things that I want to live for, like doing my working. Like that's not life. Like I want to be able to go my day by day and live and just have have a good time, honestly. And that's why I wanted to go into streaming, going into like content creation, because I want to share that with the world, being able to tell them like, hey, like, we're all in kind of a same spot. Like, we're all in a weird space. Like, I'm 25 right now. Like, I feel like I've wanted to be ahead of where I'm at currently. And so a lot of times I'm just like, I got to take a chill and just take a breather. Like you say, what's this one saying? Like, ease up. Like, just ease up, bro. Yeah. Like, so sometimes I just got to ease up and be like, all right, just enjoy the moment. Like, you've dreamt of this moment before and you're finally there. And I know that we all get these dreams and we want to be somewhere else. But it's like, hey, like, we wanted to be here too at some point in our life. And so we got to enjoy that and just keep on living, honestly.
Right. Not get too down on yourself, be too hard on yourself. On the last episode that I was talking with Aiden, I also mentioned to him that I do get down on myself. I'm like comparing myself to the John in like 10 years,
right?
You know, because I'm like, we want to be somewhere else than right now or more successful realistically. But then like you had stated, like in one way or another, we have dreamed of being where we're at right now. And I think having a healthy dose of gratitude for that is key to enjoying life and being grateful for what we have. Because, you know, me dealing with my addiction and the sobriety thing, like I have to be grateful where I'm at right now, because the person I was 10 years ago is not even comparable to who I am right now. And yeah, just being grateful for that's huge. And I know that we talk a lot about staying consistent with creating the content, and we get down sometimes, you know, working a normal 9-to-5 job, 40 hours a week. It's tiring. It's exhausting, but we have to do it to pay the bills and survive. You know, we go on social media and we compare ourselves to other people, right? Whether we think we're doing it or not. And what I try to remind myself of is I view like a normal job as like we're surviving at this point. You know, it's not like we're thousands of years in the past where it's like I got to till the fields and acquire my food and shelter at this point. Like right now, money is how you acquire these things, right? So you do have to maybe work a job that you're not too thrilled about right now and cut your spending and save up for things, you know. And it gets discouraging, you know, because you'd probably rather be doing content creation and streaming every day, just like I would rather be doing the podcast or writing books, you know, but got to enjoy the process, you know,
for sure.
And I think we're both learning that about our lives right now, which is nice, which is why we're having this conversation, you know?
I totally agree with you. And I see like, we definitely do need a balance, but at the same time, we do got to remember we have responsibilities. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we need food on our plates. We need a nice shelter. We need to live, like, but at the same time, like, that's not your whole life, you know? Like, that's why I feel like content creation is such a great way to just be able to, like, explore things about yourself that you didn't know, and just, like, find out new things and live for those new experiences, and honestly. But I do agree with you how you say gratitude is very important, because, like, yeah, like, right now, like social media, all you see is like people like showing off, or like, I got money, I got this big house, I got these big things, which is, it's great. And on like, you know, I try, sometimes I get in that headspace where it's like, I get jealous or I get upset. I'm just like, why you? Or like, you know, like just like, and I feel bad because like, that's not right either. Sometimes I got to step back and be like, hold on, like these people are working for this too, you know, and they achieved that, something we've all have always dreamed of. And they have it. Why should I judge them for that? It's like, hey, I bet you've done a lot of hard work to get there. So at the same time, it's like, I don't want to focus on social media and thinking like, oh, dang, be a space where I'm just jealous or angry at myself all the time because of all these beautiful things I see. But also in social media in general, there's a lot of just negativity out there and a lot of people being like fake or like, it just gives off a weird vibe, an off vibe. So I feel like with like your podcasts and like your group of friends or the content you guys are making, it's like positivity. It's like, hey, like I'm doing this. I'm trying to reach my goals and I'm going to show you guys how I'm doing that. And I think the world needs more people like that expressing that into the world, because then it helps others see that and be like, hey, let me get off of that judgmental space and let me just look and be like, hey, like I can do this too. If I really put my effort and be determined, I can do that. So, yeah, I mean.
It's nice. Like we talked about before, I do slip up. My friends slip up. We all slip up. And that space you're talking about on social media, like we only see like the wins usually. We only see the W's. You know, we don't see all the hard work that those people have put in to get where they're at. So we think by watching a few poster videos of people being successful that we're going to vicariously live through that, you know, and that's just not how it works. I do struggle with being consistent with my positivity. And I like having people like Brandon or my brother or a bunch of other guests come on the podcast and just talk about their struggles, how we're going to reach our goals. And like we, like you said earlier, like we don't really know how we're going to, right? But I think just getting your feet wet, just doing it. Like I don't like posting reels. I hate it. You know, I don't like posting too much. I would much rather be going on walks and listening to lo-fi and coming back and just writing. You know, that would make me happy. But I'm not just some nomad. You know, this isn't thousands of years ago where I can do that. I'm trying to also chase this dream and get to a point where I don't have to work a 9-to-5 to support myself. So we've got to realize that we have to do things that make us uncomfortable. And it sucks coming to that. And that's the same thing with like physical wellness too. For a long time, I didn't like going to the gym because I had social anxiety, dealing with like the addiction, stuff like that. And, you know, you just got to do it. You know, if you don't have the tools to like do home workouts and shit like that, you got to go to the gym. It's uncomfortable as hell. I don't like it. There's a whole bunch of like human pheromones in the air. It's like a zoo pretty much, you know, and everybody's like eye goggling each other. And it's like, don't look at me. Just, you know, put your headphones on and go after it. But doing things that make you uncomfortable, doing them more often, it helps you out in the long run is what I've realized.
Yeah, I do feel like a lot of people do get like, especially after COVID, like we all kind of just shelled up and we're like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm just going to shell up and we're going to wait and see what happens. Right. And so I did notice too, for me, like my anxiety has gotten worse. Like before I was just like, I don't have anxiety. Like I'm chilling. Like I'm a confident dude. And then after COVID, I've kind of seen myself like, hold up, like, why am I anxious? Like, I'm just at like a bar or I'm at a restaurant. Why am I feeling like people are looking at me weirdly, like judgmental eyes? And I feel like we all go through those things. And at a certain extent, some people do say that, like for guys, people go like, oh, like it's just tough it up. Like, you're fine. Like, don't worry about it. You're not anxious. Don't be a bitch or something like just toxic masculinity stuff. Like, and it's like, if we all have just open conversations with each other, I feel like that also helps promote like and ease up on that anxiety of people. Cause like we're all going through that. We're all thinking the same thing. And it's like no one's really out there judging you more than you are judging yourself. And it's like, okay, sometimes you just breathe and just enjoy life, enjoy your experiences and stop putting so much pressure and don't feel like people are being judgmental. And yeah, I just feel like open conversations help ease that anxiety and ease that feeling.
Right. Well, like you said, there's toxic masculinity and the mental health of men in general is obviously pretty low, you know, or how seriously it is taken with the older generations. I have noticed that men in the millennial generation have been taking things more seriously in terms of going to see therapists. Specifically, you know, that vulnerability or having these conversations with each other, which is extremely important because, you know, it's not just like rub some dirt in it, toughen up. We're human. We have these feelings. I'm not just some AI generated robot or some, I'm not like a warrior from 1,000 years ago where it's like you eat, fight and kill. Like, that's not what we are. At a point we were, you know, but now we're in this day and age where technology is evolving faster than we know what to do with it. And we just don't know where we're at right now. So trying to traverse that landscape together is huge. Like having these conversations about social media, about chasing our dreams, about being healthy. Like this is why I started the podcast, actually, you know, try to help people feel free.
Right.
And I know you actually told me to start doing this. I know this was going to be at the end of the episode, but I wanted to ask it right now. What do you do to help you feel free?
I knew this question was coming. I was hoping, I hope John remembers to ask this question. But honestly, after thinking about it for a little bit, I feel like meditating has helped me feel free by just being present, being able to just calm my nerves, calm my anxiety, and just breathe for like a couple minutes, relaxing, whether it's at the beginning of my day or the end of my day. That helps me feel free because it helps me be present and enjoy the moment instead of worrying about, I got this bill due, or I got to get this this job finished, or just things that bring anxiety. So I feel like meditation has helped, definitely made me feel free just to be present, because I feel like, yeah, that present moment is the most important. Like I love Kung Fu Panda. A lot of shows, movies I watch, it talks about this theme of like present moment, being authentic, being yourself, and just being able to enjoy life. So I feel like, yeah, meditation helps me do that. I've honestly also wondered what helps you feel free.
What helps me feel free? I haven't really talked about that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
So what helps me feel free? Like I said earlier, I do dabble a little bit with dropping little hints of what I do in episodes. Everybody knows that I love playing basketball. And tragically, I have rolled my ankle again yesterday.
Once again.
That's what I get for flying around, literally jumping like a madman all the time. So playing basketball helps me feel free. Even if I'm not playing with other people, I like going to the gym, throwing my headphones on and just doing an hour, hour and a half workout with dribbling and shooting drills and stuff. It's cathartic for me. It's just, it helps me. And other things that help me feel free, I do love playing video games. Right now, I haven't played in over a month, mostly because I don't have any new games to play. And also, I have other hobbies that I'm doing. I've been reading a lot, which is good. After having that conversation with Aiden about the Stoicism, I picked up one of my Stoicism books by Seneca, Letters from a Stoic. So that's nice. I read like 6 or 8 pages about that. And I've been writing a lot lately. And also what I said earlier, honestly, I love throwing my headphones on and I just go on walks. I go on walks a lot. I do different routes around where I live. On my Christmas list, family members buy me specific winter clothing to help me go on walks in the winter. So it just helps me. It helps free myself. Yesterday, I was sitting down to write and I didn't have anything to write. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So I threw my headphones on and I went on a 40-minute walk and I came back and I just wrote. It completes me. I don't know. Just writing. I don't even have to be writing for a purpose. Like, it's not like I'm trying to like finish the book sometimes. Sometimes I just fill a page with a journal and I just feel great, you know?
Yeah, just like that opportunity of like being consistent with yourself, making that routine, building your routine that fulfills you. And I love that. I love hearing different people's like, what do you do on your day to day? What do you like to, like, time is, we have so little time, you know, but we have so much time at the same time. It's weird, but like time is one of those most important things that is like, how are you using your time? I get like life can be so much at times that like we get overwhelmed and we fill our time with like things that are bad for us, or like we overindulge in some things, or we try to escape where we're at, where, you know, whether it's like going on a TikTok hole, doing drugs. Like, I feel like a lot of that is us trying to escape ourselves because we're so hard on ourselves of we're not where we want to be, or you're not doing what you told yourself you should be doing. So yeah, I feel like you've built this routine, or you're building this routine of being able to find things that you want to look forward to, live for, and not, don't hold yourself up and just be able to experience the world and enjoy that. And that's what makes you feel free, being able to like live. I feel like a lot of people forget to live. And as stupid as that sounds, or as crazy, I don't know. It's just, we need to remember like, hey, we just got to live a little bit. Like, we just got to enjoy.
We forget to live because we're too worried about surviving, almost.
I like how you say that, because like growing up, I feel like I've always like survived. Like, backstory for everybody. Like, when I was 17, I moved out of my house. Like, I was just like, no, I need to get out of here. It wasn't a good space for me. Just with like my parents, like, they're always arguing, fighting. And me as a kid, I was like, hey, I told my mom, I was like, you need to kick my stepdad out. Like, he's not right for you. He's not a good influence on us. Like, I need him out of here. If you don't leave, if he doesn't leave, I'm gone. And mind you, this was a random Wednesday of the week. I just wake her up out of bed before I go to school at like 6 a.m. and I dropped this bomb on her. And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're crazy. Like, don't bother me with this. Like, you're stupid. You sound crazy. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm out then. I'm leaving by Friday or something. And I moved out that same week. And thinking back at it, I was like, that was kind of a bad way to go about it. But like, I mean, I didn't know how to go about it either. But that opportunity was like, that time off was able to, like, away from home, was able to give me the freedom and, like, it was it was able to give me the time and, like, the freedom to just go into myself without having to be in survival mode. Like, I was living at with a friend and his family, and they were just like a regular family. And I was like, wow, like, this is so weird. Like, y'all have dinner, y'all talk to each other. Like, me, it was more of like I go to school, I go home, I go on my phone. Like, not saying I had a horrible childhood. Like, it was a great, like, you know, my family did play board games. We had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves. But at the time, it was just like a lot of toxic stuff going on, just bad influences in the world. So when I moved out, I was able to, like, just learn a lot. And now my family has gotten way closer than ever. And I feel it's because we've all kind of experienced different things and then been able to come back and just, hey, I know these things were wrong, but look, we're here now. And we're living now, and all we have is this time now. Like, recently, my grandfather passed away, and, like, that was tragic, but it did bring us all closer in a sense. And even though our family's not perfect, it's like, now I feel we're at the stage of, hey, we can have these open conversations. Like, I know there is a lot of, like, hate towards each other, a lot of anger, but it's like, hey, we've been able to realize, like, we're not perfect. We all do things that we shouldn't do, but at the end of the day, it's like, I want to be able to enjoy my time with you. And I know it's not going to be forever. So let's let our bygones be bygones and just be able to enjoy the moment and live with each other and try to, like, help each other. Like, we don't have to be stuck in this life of hatred and anger. Like, let's take a second. Let's take a moment and don't judge each other. Like it's, we're our family. We should be able to enjoy each other. So had a little backstory on my life.
Well, having that perspective is huge. Mm-hmm. And realizing, you know, because I rag on my family a lot, you know, especially with my upbringing and things that I've talked about. But having that perspective, you know, changed, like, you got to realize what you have, you know, still have each other here to love and spend time together. You know, there's some stuff that can't change your past, but you can sure as hell make the present moment a little better with a little more love and compassion. And forgiveness is what I've learned, although I think we all struggle a little bit with channeling that. But it's a very mature thing to do, to look at life the way you did and be where you're at right now. Also, what we were talking about before, when we get down on ourselves with the routines and stuff, sometimes we don't hold ourselves accountable. Right. And for the change you made when you were 17, you said you were going to do something and you did it. Like, I'm moving out, did it. It's a pretty big deal, especially because you're counting on yourself at that point. Granted, you had somewhere to go, but at the same time, you trusted yourself enough. You're like, I got to do this for me, you know? And you can look at it as good or bad, right? I got kicked out of my house when I was 19. They're like, you just can't live here. And rightfully so, I was fucking out of my mind, you know? But I do tell my mom to this day that I'm very grateful that she did that for me, because we don't realize what we have, you know, until it's too late.
Right.
So doing the work on ourselves right now, realizing what we have, being grateful for it, is how we can live in the moment and enjoy it. It's crazy coming to those realizations, honestly.
Life just comes at a full circle sometimes. Like, damn, like, things really do happen for a reason. Like, I'm not a religious dude. I was, but, like, it's crazy sometimes just when you go through your life and you see how things happen, and looking back at it, it's like, wow, like, I'm here after all of this. Like, I'm still here regardless of what happened. And God does give his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers, whatever the saying is. Like, we have to experience these things to learn and grow. If we didn't get out of our comfort zone and like get kicked out or move out, like if we didn't do that, I don't really know where my family would be at that point, like where, how our life would be. So like, yeah, it sucks that those things happen, but like they have to happen sometimes. And it's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be fun. Like, you're going to struggle, but those struggles help you and help people like just be able to have these conversations and be like, hey, like, it's all right. Like, this is how we can do better and feel present, feel free, feel happy. Like, it sucks that it happened to us, but like, we can't control it. It did, though.
You know, it does suck that those things happen, but if life was perfect, I don't think it would be worth living.
Right.
That's just how I look at it. If there wasn't struggle, you wouldn't realize how good it can be. You know, you got to go through those struggles. And I've met a lot of people in my life who don't look at the signs that the universe sends you, or they don't look at their past. They don't learn from it. And for a time I didn't, you know, I covered up all of the mistakes I made. You know, you bury them deep down. You don't face them because you're ashamed of who you are. And that doesn't help you grow, you know? So you have to make those moves, and you have to see the signs that the universe is sending you in order to grow. And you got to be grateful for them, because you could keep like shying away and turning your head away from the things you're supposed to learn in order to heal and be better. But you're just going to chase your tail, or you're going to live under a rock and be a hermit, which I've done before as well. So coming out of your shell, coming out of your comfort zone, realizing what you have, these are huge moves.
I see it in a lot of people, and like just me going through that, like I'm a very forgiving person, because at the end of the day, like I think about it, like, what if that was me? Like, I'm one of the youngest out of all my siblings. I didn't get to experience the same things they've struggled with or they experienced. Like, I bet they had it a lot harder and way worse than I did, you know? And so me thinking like, oh, so much bad crap happened to me, it probably wasn't even like as crazy as what happened to them, or I can only imagine. But that's why I'm such a like forgiving person, because I know like the struggles and the hardships a lot of people face, and I don't try to judge them for it. And I, you know, sometimes we're all human. We all judge people. We all make assumptions. Like, that's totally normal. But being able to just step back and listen to someone and give them advice and just be like, hey, it's going to be all right. A lot of people do struggle with getting out of that. And it sometimes it does suck just seeing people stuck in that loop. And I feel like if we're just all show a little bit of compassion, and we're all just kind of guide them, like, they're not gonna listen to it the first time. But if you're just consistently there, that does make a difference. And I feel like a lot of people need to be like forgiving and need to share that compassion with each other, because if not, we're all gonna be hermits, and we're all gonna lock ourselves away, and we're all gonna be like, hey, get away from me. No one listens to me. No one cares about me. But whatever, like, no, like, we're all here for each other, and that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be promoting into the world, like compassion, positivity.
Because we can't do it alone,
right?
We think we can. That's the problem. You know? that's when we get depressed,
you're right?
You know, and I've thought that multiple times too, until you know, I've sought professional help through therapy. You know, I started going to NA. The healing process is tough. I wasn't even ready to do it until 8 years into active addiction. And it's tough because you have to admit that you're wrong. You know, no one likes doing that. No one likes being wrong, because we put too much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, which is stupid. I don't know where this notion of perfection comes from, but it's unreachable, especially the expectations of where we think we need to be. So you do need to handle these situations with a little more forgiveness, which is what I tend to be writing about a lot more lately, because I'm not perfect. I got down on myself because I took months off from the podcast. I don't post a lot of content. And I always tell myself, if you're going to take your dream seriously, then do it. And when you start letting yourself down, you get down on yourself, right? And then if you start letting yourself down outside of your dreams and like your relationship with yourself, I'm like, well, I'm smoking cigars, I'm eating ice cream and playing video games, I'm not doing shit, I don't respect myself, you know? And then you dig a deeper hole each time, and you forget to forgive yourself. You know, you forget to lend a helping hand out to yourself. You know, I always have this like dichotomy inside of me of like, you know, there's two different Johns, which I'm starting to think that they're one now. But when I am down, I would like the healed version of myself to hold a hand out to me and be like, yo, dude, it's okay. What are you tripping for?
Right.
You don't have to get down about this shit. You know, we've learned that you can overcome things, you know, and we forget that. And we use social media, we use drugs, we use fast food, pharmaceuticals. We use these things to numb us and we hole up. And that's not healthy.
Yeah, like when I turned 21, I started working at like a dispensary. And there was like all these positive things about it. Like, oh, it's great medical benefits. It's all these benefits. And that's the hole a lot of people get in, like myself included. And when I came to the realization of I'm just filling this void inside of me with stuff, with like pleasurable stuff, it's because I was moving away from myself and my goals and my ambitions, like stuff that I've been wanting to tell myself or been telling myself to do, like, hey, you can do this. And I've been filling it up with drugs or, you know, social media. So being able to, how do I want to say, like, so when I started working at the dispensary, I saw all these happy people and I was like, I want to be happy like them. Like, I want to do these things. Like, there's so many creative people out there. And there's just a trap of a lot of people just saying, yeah, I'm going to do these things. And then after being there for so long, it's like, hold up. A year has passed. 2 years have passed. I'm in the same spot I was at when I first started here. Everybody's at the same spot. Like, I thought you wanted to do this. I thought, like, you guys had all these ideas and yet we're not moving forward. So that's when I like stepped back and I was like, all right. Yeah, it does get my creative juices flowing, whatever. Yeah, I do get great ideas, but am I putting in the work to those? Am I putting in that effort? No. So being able to like just step back and say, okay, let's put in the work. Let's put in the effort and let's do something. Like, let's not just say it. Let's not just think it. Like, we have all these ideas. Let's do it. And I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
It's tough to train yourself to do that, mm-hmm. You know, especially with weed, because like you said, gets the creative juices flowing. I connected my using with my creativity, and over the years it actually diminished it because I was relying on it. And I got upset that I wasn't doing what I said. You know, I said for freaking almost 8 years I was going to be a rapper, yeah. You know, and I worked on my writing and my freestyling, but I didn't put it into action. I didn't go out and meet other people who were doing the same thing because I was just holed up like a hermit. And not until I got sober was I actually able to put in that work. I'm like, all right, ideas are great. Action is better.
Execution.
You know?
Yeah.
Execution. Yeah. Doing it.
Yeah.
And it's tough because we fantasize with these ideas. We're like, ah, this is great. You know, like our thoughts are addictive because you can feel from your thoughts.
Right.
And then you have a good idea and then you tangent into some fantasy world where that idea worked out perfectly. And you're like, ah, that's the me now from that idea. And you're daydreaming, you know,
right.
And you're not putting it into action. You're like, well, that's enough action for today. You know, the imaginary me put in all of this work over these 5 to 10 minutes. Well, I'm done for the day. Right. I'm just going to watch TV now.
Right. Know? That distraction of just moving away from that, man. Like, I did live this. Like, why am I even tripping now? Like, it was there and now it's gone. But yeah, just I want that every day. Like, you know, I want to be able to live that. And so, yeah. I think I've definitely, like, once you started the podcast and like we met and stuff, like I was already at that realization of like, I need to stop smoking so much. But that, like, you've kind of helped me realize, like, because like a lot of people around me, a lot of circles that I have would be like, hey, I have this idea, we should do it. And I'm like, yeah, dope. And then don't hear from them ever again. Don't hear anything about it. And it's like when we met you and you're like, oh, I do a podcast. I was like, oh, that's dope. You know, talking to you about it. And then you asking me for advice, me, you know, asking for advice, and then us putting that into action. It's like, that's the people you need around you. That's the type of people, that's what people need to hear. It's like, hey, like, just start. Like, just go. Like, do it. Like, and being able to have those open conversations and that compassion and that get those creative juices flowing with each other of like, hey, like I got this idea, don't know how I'm going to do it. Here's an idea. We bounce off each other and be like, all right, now let's try it out. Like we tried so many things and here we are now. Like, right. We take a moment and like realize, wow, like we did this.
I know. Like, it's trial and error though. Yeah. You know, it was shaky at first, but then you start doing it. And like what Aiden was saying on the podcast before, like he quit weed. He smoked a lot of weed, obviously, and you know, the drinking and stuff. And he was saying like, yeah, I think sobriety is like a prerequisite for any type of success, which I totally understand. If you've had like an issue using, you know, I know people who can manage it, you know, and that's great. And then I know people who can't manage it. And I think having that conversation with yourself about like, hey, there are some things I know I can't do. And getting rid of something like that is such a huge milestone. When you're able to give up a habit that has controlled you, that internal victory to yourself is I can't even describe how far I've come in terms of that. So to hear that you're also feeling the same way about weed, you know, I don't talk shit about weed. I don't really talk shit about drugs on the Feel Free podcast because I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't for them. They had a lot of negative impacts on my life, but I wouldn't have the perspective on the world. I wouldn't have the perspective on other people if I didn't do those things. And there are people out there who can enjoy them, and that's great. And I know a lot of people who have given them up these habits and have done amazing things with their life. So I'm a little biased. If people come to me with like a dream or an aspiration, right? Or I want to do this, you know, the execution is crucial. And getting rid of pleasure seeking habits in order to maximize your effort, that's key.
Yeah. Like I mean, there, like you're saying, there is a lot of people who can indulge and can do these things. But a lot of people, like, they see that and they're like, I'm one of those people. I can do the same thing. Like, yeah, I can fulfill my dreams and do drugs. Like, that's totally cool. But over time, they don't see that they don't have that execution there. They don't put it into action. They just sit down waiting for that moment to happen. And it's like, I see myself in a lot of those peoples. And I'm not saying I'm going to go sober. Like, I don't picture myself being able to be sober. And because I do still get some of those benefits from like smoking. I like, especially when I'm doing like my workout and stuff, I do feel like it gives me some sort of like relief and like being able to like chill out and be present. But I mean, it was a struggle for me for sure, where I was just like doing it every day, doing it first thing in the morning till I go to bed, because I was like, yeah, it helps me be present. It helps me enjoy life. It helps me be happy. And then I came to the realization, it's like, I just want to be happy. I don't want to have to take something to be that version of me that I want. So it's a battle, because you have to face some demons. You have to go through your own head and being like, why aren't you happy right now? Why do you feel angry? Why do you feel sad? Like, and answer those questions and get an honest answer from yourself, because no one's going to tell you. No one's going to give you the answer. So being able to take that time of discomfort, like, and just being able to like put it into action and being able to be true to yourself and give yourself that dream of, hey, let's put these words into action, these ideas into actions. Let's stop living in fantasy world and let's realize where we're at right now, and let's get to where we want to be.
It gets easier to ask those questions when you're sober, or, you know, when you're not doing it all day, every day, which is one of the reasons possibly why we smoked all day, every day, or did drugs all day, every day, because those questions were arising. And we're like, I don't want to answer that.
Yeah.
You know? I don't want to face that.
I'm here right now. Yeah. What do you mean? Right.
You know, and it's just a fallacy, you know, but, you know, working on yourself, the self-development journey is, it's discomforting, but it is extremely rewarding especially, you know, you've listened to the episodes with Brandon and Aiden and Muncie as well. And it's just amazing what being able to answer those questions gets you. You can go your whole life without asking yourself those questions. And I'm not sure we give enough credit to people for asking those questions. And I hope that by people listening or watching the podcast, that they can put their phones down or their screens down and really just sit there without any substance at all. Just sit there and ask themselves, like, what do I have to do in order to love myself? Or what do I have to do in order to feel free?
Right.
Why don't I feel free?
A lot of people don't have those questions imprinted in them. They're just in fantasy mode. So I feel like this podcast, it does do that. And like, it just needs to reach that person. And it will eventually, because of the digital footprint. Like, someone's going to come into this at any of your episodes and be like, hold on, like, I resonate with this, and just find and be like, all right, like, they're telling me I can do these things. They're telling me like, hey, we got to start. I get these questions in my head that I've never answered. And you can do those things. You can put in the effort. Like, just take a moment and really just let those questions marinate in your mind and then put action to them.
Right. And also ask for help. Like I said, can't do it all alone. When those questions come around, don't get scared of the questions. And don't get scared of how you might answer them. Like I said, being wrong sucks, but it's the only way you're going to learn is when you're wrong. You know, can't always be right. It's stupid.
It's also about like your community too. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, in your friend circles, they're just going to be like, you're fine. It's okay. We're all going through the same thing. We're all here. But it's like, take a moment and look, like, well, where are we all at? We all have these dreams, and we need to hold each other accountable. And we need to be able to tell each other and be honest with each other. It's like, hey, I know you're trying your hardest, and I know you're doing a lot, but you can do more. And if you, when times when you can't do more, that's okay. But don't give up. Don't stop. Like, don't give up on yourself. Like, keep going. And we're here for each other. Like, I'll give you my advice. I'll let you know my struggles. But be honest with me. Don't feed into my fantasy of like, ah, yeah, I'm fine. I'm doing good. Like, because you know my dreams. You know where I want to be at. You need to tell me, hey, you've been slacking a little bit. And that's okay. Like, I'm not going to. Like, if you tell your friend and you're honest with them and you're like, you've been slacking, and they're like, ah, F this dude. Like, I'm not going to even talk to this person no more. Were they really like your friend? Like, they're like, no, like, they don't want to see you do what we've all had in our mind to do. And you lose a lot of people when you take in those actions, because they get this version of like, they feed off this version of they thought who you were. And they're like, hold on, why is this person doing these things? That's not you. Like, you don't do that. And that you internalize that, and you're like, maybe I can't. Maybe I shouldn't. Let me just stay low. Let me do what I've always done, and I'll be fine. Because then I won't be uncomfortable. Then I'll just live in fantasy world. Or
yeah, it's fucked. It's fucked. Yeah, I calling people out on their bullshit, including myself. You know, you have to have those people. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be people in your life that are going to say things are okay. And that's okay too. You got to have some chill motherfuckers, but you also got to have some people that are going to push you and call you out if you're slacking, which I'm very grateful for having those people in my life. Just because someone calls you out on your bullshit right there, it's not like you're like, you're right, I'm learning, move forward. Sometimes you got to let it marinate a little bit. And I do hope that with the podcast, I don't want people to come here and think automatically that you're going to get in shape like some Marvel superhero, some Greek demigod, or you're going to make millions of dollars, or I'm not here to promote some type of fantasy world. Mm-hmm. I'm literally here to promote a healthy life, whether that's mentally, physically, or emotionally, financially, just to the point where we stop using substances or negative thought processes in order to hold us down. We're trying to feel free. You got to understand what you're trying to free yourself from, and then come up with a plan. Surround yourself with positive people or even seek professional help. Like, it's 2024. We have the resources to live better. You know, we just have to use them properly, which we don't know how to do at the start, which it gets discouraging. And then we go scorched earth and we're like, ah, well, fuck it. You know, I don't know what to do. And you stay low and you keep doing the same shit you've been doing, right? But you got to start stacking small daily wins. And Brandon and Aiden say this all the time, you know, just make your fucking bed. I'm not a prop. I don't make my fucking bed. All right. They make their bed. And I also changed my morning routine in the last 2 weeks. And having a few things just to be held accountable for on a daily basis, like just a victory, those build up over time. Then you start trusting yourself again. You start feeling proud of yourself, you know, not like pretentious or prideful ego, like I'm better than people, but you take pride in the fact that you're alive, mm-hmm. you know, which for a long time and a lot of people struggle with because we beat ourselves up. Yeah, try and find one or two things to win each day and be grateful for it.
Yeah, when you get those wins, like you are present and you're like, you're not in a negative space. You're in a positive space. And when the more people that are in a positive space, they can give that to others. They have more patience. They have more time to just be like, all right, being able to notice someone's having a bad day. I'm not going to take that and go off on them, or I'm not going to take that personally. I understand you're having a bad day and I've been there. Trust me. But yeah, I want to fill my routine. I want to fill my life with positive reinforcement for myself and be accountable on myself so that others can do the same. And like you said, it's not coming from like an egotistical thing. Like, yeah, but I want to be confident. I want to be happy. Like if some people think like, oh, this guy's cocky, like, I'm sorry. Like I'm not trying to be cocky, but at the same time, I want to be cocky. Because I remember when I was younger, like I was so cocky. Like I was like, oh, I'm the most confident person. And that's when I truly felt happy because I was accountable to myself. I was telling myself I'm going to do these things and I was doing them. And the older we get, we stop doing those things or we fall back or what life happens and then you're not. And then you get in like, oh, I'm not like how I used to be. Well, you get scorched earth. Like, oh, I'm going to start just filling my day with a whole bunch of drugs, a whole bunch of video games, a whole bunch of stuff to just not live in the present moment. And so, yeah, I feel like this podcast, I feel like people just being able to live a healthy life and just helps everybody live that life and helps everybody feed off that energy. And not, like you said, it's not coming from like a self-centered area. It's like, hey, I understand. I've been there. But like, let's all get to this position of being present, being compassionate, being happy with each other, and not so judgmental. Like,
right. I mean, we fall into that trap of judging ourselves and each other. Mm-hmm. It's a slippery slope, though, you know. But we're retraining ourselves in order to be healthy again. And I think the millennial generation, the Gen Z generation, I think we realize how important health is again. Health wasn't always, I mean, emotional health, mental health, physical health. Like these things weren't huge topics of discussions for humanity because it was all about survival at that point. And now we have too much time on our hands and then we take advantage of our health in negative manners and then it spirals outwards. Like how we treat ourselves is how we end up treating other people too. So once we're able to learn how to treat ourselves properly with love and forgiveness and compassion, then we can spread that to other people. And it's contagious. There are people who don't like to see other people smile, you know, and that's they're having a bad day or they're going through some shit. You know, you can't hold them accountable for that because we've been there, right? But then there are people who see and feel your positivity and it's infectious and they're like, well, I want that. And because I get that from people in my life too, and it's inspiring, which has helped me over the last couple months. I'm like, I know I can be there. I just have to hold myself accountable, stay consistent And I think putting my health above everything else has been really helpful. I'm not getting down about the content creation right now. I'm not getting down about where the podcast is or planning and all this crap. Like, I just want to wake up each day and learn to be as healthy as I possibly can in all things I have named: physical, emotional, mental, financial. If those wellness categories are hit and my relationships are also in a healthy state, then that's a victory for me. Then I can start affecting the other aspects of my life, like my dreams and aspirations and stuff. So you got to find a process that works for you.
Yeah. I mean, like I've been telling you, like how I've been trying to just be present and feel happy and present. It's because, like, at the end of the day, yeah, I have these big dreams and like I want to make it big streaming or in my content creation. I want to be able to have that my full-time job. But if it doesn't happen, I don't want to be where I'm like, oh, my life is over. I didn't make it. I'm not happy. Like, that's not the end goal. Like, I want to be able to use my platform to be able to spread positivity. And whoever reaches that platform, glad you found me. I'm glad, you know, you're in this space of positivity. I'm glad I can give you those moments of just positivity, happiness, and compassion. And if it doesn't make it big, hey, at least some people were able to share that with me. At least I'm still financially fine. I'm still happy. I'm still healthy, mentally, physically. Like, that's the end goal, being healthy, being happy. Like, that's the end goal, really. But if that can be my job, you know, that would just be a bonus, honestly. That would just be like, you know, I really made it. But like, yeah, it's such a struggle that I still going through, you know, and it's hard, but I'm taking those moments and I'm just like, all right, taking step by step, like building my routine. Like, I'm not perfect, like, you know, but I'm gonna make sure I'm being accountable to myself, and I'm gonna make sure I'm still putting in that work as much as I can. And hopefully people can do the same. And yeah.
Just being grateful. Yeah.
Your dad always says that, being grateful, man. Like,
he does. He has a lot of gems of knowledge. He does for how crazy he is, you know, and
he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Yeah. He's funny. We will be having him on the podcast soon as well. Yeah. So the world should look forward to to having my father on the podcast.
If it makes it through the editing process. We'll see.
That's right. Yeah, I think we hit a lot of good points in this conversation. Is there anything you want to say to the listeners about staying present or why it's important to stay present?
Yeah, I mean, it helps you ease up on the anxiety feeling. Like, it helps you calm down. It helps with your nerves and being able to just be patient and not be scorched earth at every miserable thing that happens to you. Like, bad things are going to come, bad things are going to happen. And the more present you are, the more patient you are, the easier it's going to be to handle those situations. Like, a lot of people can't meditate, and that's totally fine. Like, but do something that just help you be present, whether it's a walk, whether it's listening to music, because then people feed off that energy and you can give more to the world. You can bring more positivity to the world instead of being this anxious, you know, angry person. Like, chill out, ease up, be a good person.
Ease up, be a good person. Hell yeah, I like it. Yeah, I think I really appreciate you coming on. This was a great episode, honestly. We hit a lot of good points. Staying present, compassion, understanding forgiveness, feeling free, chasing your dreams, pretty much hit everything that the Feel Free podcast is about. So I think with that, we're going to end for today. Really appreciate everybody coming out for the episode. I will be dropping links to his handles for his social media. Give him a follow for some inspirational and streaming goodness. And y'all know the drill. Stay up, feel free. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Feel Free. If you haven't already, please give us a rating or a review, as it does help new listeners find our show so more people can get in on some Feel Free goodness. Again, we appreciate all the love and support from you all. Hope you have a good rest of your day.